doors down the street from Lost Weekend is a place that brings together the sounds of the world, from Ethiopian jazz to Brazilian tropicalia to Norwegian thrash metal, and even the sounds of frogs. It's called Aquarius Records. Founded back in 1970, it's hailed as one of the best independent record stores in the country by both Spin and Paste magazines. In this story from our archives, KALW's Zoe Bresny takes us there and tells us how it has kept the light shining on underground music in the Bay Area. And a note to our listeners, all of the music and reviews in this story are from the bins and newsletters of Aquarius Records.
Black Mesa is washed out and woozy, twang-flecked and atmospheric, evoking burnt orange sunsets over wide-open expanses of barren scrub, of slow-moving stars in a pitch-black sky, an alien abstract Appalachia wedded to slow-burn psychedelia.
Every other week, Aquarius Records sends out a 25,000-word newsletter with music reviews that resemble the poetic jazz liner notes of years past, oozing with sensual detail and personality.
A cinematic score to an endless wander through burnt black wastelands.
You know, it was sort of necessary because, you know, we get this weird record of deers mating, or ice melting, or some weird metal record that's made by a dwarf who lives in Norway.
Andy Connors owns Aquarius Records.
Those are the elements that are cool, and there's a way to describe it where even someone who isn't like a weird music guy or a weird music person will be like, that sounds crazy, I totally want to hear that.
Connors looks like a metalhead with his shaggy long locks and multitudinous skull tattoos, but he's also got a warm demeanor and earnest enthusiasm for the store. Neither he nor co-owner Alan Horrocks makes much money preserving its legacy.
I think it's all just really passion born of just being really into music still.
Aquarius started back in 1970, when record stores were more of a necessity for music lovers. Connor says it evolved over time.
Not changing dramatically, but always staying in touch with like the underground, and whether it was in the 70s and it was punk rock, or now where it's like garage rock and black metal.
The first time I walked into Aquarius Records to interview Connors, the in-store speakers were blasting Francis Bebe. He's an electronic musician from Cameroon, Africa.
Francis Bebe's new track is an over 8-minute long number that starts off with tinkling thumb piano before blaring synth stabs, burbling keys, and ticking drum machine rhythms kick in. Pretty soon, the song has become dense with loops and layers, repeating vocals about bananas and potatoes and politics, creating a cheerfully confusing mantra.
I want a banana, some water, and dance on the new track. I want a banana, some water, and dance on the new track.
Every year, Connors writes about 1,000 of Aquarius's 2,000 new music reviews. The prose is lush, idiosyncratic, and ecstatic, often verging on poetry, not at all like the crisp, snarky stuff you read in most music reviews. The newsletter is one of the reasons the store has attracted devoted followers from around the world. Instead of hunting down their music via a slew of different labels, people rely on Aquarius to alert them about new under-the-radar bands.
That's what we do because that's what we love. And so I used to use the analogy of Aquarius Records, having Aquarius Records and owning Aquarius Records and sort of running it and doing the list and stuff was sort of like making mixtapes, but turning that into a business somehow, you know. And on some level, that's really what the store is.
And do you have customers who come in who say, hey, I came here from Portugal, or I'm traveling from Japan and I have always followed your mailing list?
Oh, yeah, we have that a lot. And oftentimes they come straight from the airport and they have their suitcases and stuff. And which from my traveling, I'm kind of a super record store nerd too. But my knee jerk is to be like, why did you come here first? Why didn't you go to your hotel room and relax? But they're... It's super cool that people are so excited.
Baldwin takes on Judas Priest's Winter and nails it. The main riff of the original sounds perfect on a steel string, brooding and ominous. Beneath that, deep swells of buzzing guitar drone pulses and throbs. And the vocals, a reverb-drenched, high-pitched croon, are complete with vibrato and little trills.
Aquarius is entwined with the history of rock and roll. In the early days, members of the seminal punk band The Dead Kennedys met through an ad on the store's bulletin board, and hardcore act Husker Du performed at their backyard barbecues. Blondie and the Ramones also made appearances. Now beloved San Francisco favorites, such as the experimental band known as Wooden Ships, and the trance-inducing cosmic sounds of the group Moon Duo, attribute their success in large part to Aquarius's enthusiastic support.
Both those bands are a big deal, and you know, obviously we weren't the only part, but with some bands, often we were. We were either the first, or we were one of the loudest.
Indie stores are disappearing rapidly, even in a city as progressive as San Francisco. In 2005, there were 52 specialty record stores in the Bay Area. I called them all, and 11 are now gone. The closures include famous shops such as Reverb, a staple for electronic DJs, and Shaxel, a store devoted entirely to heavy metal. But Aquarius carries on.
I think a lot of stores, you know, have other, for better or for worse, have other things driving their business. You know, oh, we'll sell a billion of this, we'll sell a bunch of this. And we don't, unfortunately, have that. So it's more like, from a business standpoint, it's probably a terrible idea. But from just a cool, beautiful art thing, I think it's much more satisfying.
In San Francisco, I'm Zoe Bresny for Cross Currents.